Close to 4 million people will be flying this holiday weekend. So what happens if you're one of them and you end up stuck on the tarmac? The most recent runway fiasco happened last month when several flights got stuck on the tarmac in Hartford, Connecticut for up to 7 hours. The planes ran out of food and water, and even the toilets stopped working. The Department of Transportation is starting to crack down and recently fined American Eagle about $1 million for a runway delay back in May. But that was far less than the $16 million maximum fine. So what should you do if you're stuck on the tarmac this holiday weekend? Kate Hannai is the founder of FlyersRights.org. And Kate, in case there is a problem, what are some of the steps you can take even before you get on the plane?
Well, the very first step, which I hardly ever mention, is that if there's severe weather heading to the destination you're headed to, take a look at the airline's website before you leave the house and see if they're canceling flights or see if there are flight diversions that they're saying are flight diversions on their website. They often will offer you an accommodation and allow you to change the date of your flight for no penalty. That's the first thing you want to do. Secondly, in your carry-on bag, you want to take enough medication for 3 days, a nice change of clothes into something comfortable in case you end up spending the night in a hotel or in an airport, and enough food and water when you get on the plane that you will have the nourishment you need. And you should plan on the possibility for being in a plane up to 20 hours.
You have come up with something that you call a Flyers Rights Kit. What is that?
Yes, we have an emergency kit. It's a kit in case you're stuck inside a plane for a long period of time. It has everything that we've heard passengers need. It has a power bar. It has germicidal water tablets so that you can make the water drinkable. It has earplugs so you don't have to listen to babies screaming. It has air freshener so that you can try to get rid of the smell of overflowing toilets. An astronaut diaper, instructions for how to eat an airplane seat. That's all meant in good fun. And a camera, disposable camera, so you can document your event. The passenger always loses unless they have some form of audio, video, or photograph that they can prove the conditions were as bad as they say they were.
Ah. You also say that civic action can begin while you're on the plane by getting fellow passengers to sign a petition. What will that accomplish?
If you can get a preponderance of the people to sign the petition, it may very well get the pilot to pull into a gate.
But Kate, the pilot doesn't necessarily have control over the ability to go back to the gate, right? Because we heard JetBlue audio of the case of those stranded flights in Hartford, and the pilot was basically begging to go back to the gate.
That's correct. But they do have the ultimate authority, and they can pull into a gate without permission. But they can't take the plane through 4 feet of snow. They have to have the airport clear the snow away. The other thing you can do is tweet. If you tweet what's going on inside the plane, the media will pick up on that tweet if you include the words stuck on tarmac in the tweet. And then you'll bring local media attention to the airport, which will also force the airport and the airlines to get you off of that plane.
Kate Hannai, what about when you finally get off the plane? Because during the Hartford Airport incident, passengers ended up sleeping on the floor of the airport once they got off. That's because the airlines wouldn't book hotel rooms for them. So what are your rights once you deboard?
As soon as you get inside the airport, you can call hotels and taxis. The practice the airlines have is telling passengers that there are no hotel rooms available, even when there are. But they do that because they don't want to pay for them. So a passenger can call hotels, make reservation, get a taxi to come get them, and they can even get the distressed rate that the airlines are normally offered for passengers who are stuck in those situations. You want to notify customer service that you're aware of the reason for your delay and that you're aware that you're owed a taxi, hotel, or food voucher in the event your delay was caused by a mechanical reason or something that is within the airline's control. So the other thing that people want to do as soon as they get off a plane is check each airline's contract of carriage and see what they have written for long tarmac events and what that airline will or won't cover, because they differ amongst all the different air carriers.
That's Kate Hannai of FlyersRights.org speaking to us about what to do if you get stuck on a tarmac this holiday weekend. Kate, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.